to be very good. It has to be very good. I tell you why. Why does that be so good? Because it's such a schmack of taste. And then I ruined everything. And everything, everybody's quiet, not learning Torah anymore. I hate that. If I'm here, keep on learning. Don't worry about it. I sit here, I'll learn also. Don't worry. So if I have to say something good, so what should we talk about? So I'll tell you in 2 Yisayis. Say that? 1 Halachadik, 1 Halachadik, and 1 Ashkofadik. Yes? Everybody masking? Good? Which one first?
Shkafa.
How many? Shkafa. Story at the end. One story at the end.
Story about a shkafa.
Story about halacha. How many halacha? How many shkafa? How many guys don't have arms? Okay, shkafa first. I'm not afraid of you, right? I'm going to ask you, but then I have to stay on the shkafa. I'm going to ask you a question. If you had to choose an av, that, you know, I want to be like him, right? Or an av that talks to me, right? An av that talks to me. So the answers would be like this. Give me a monologue a minute. Mr. Tommy will agree. I don't think it's... the answers would be like, if I had to choose an av, Avram. Avram Avinu. And Pashit, why, right? Avram's a great guy. Hashem should meichel me what I'm saying now. There's obviously so much more amkus and Torah. But the simple... when I talk to my little ones, right? And I ask them, Avram Avinu, he's gishmak, right? Avram Avinu is doing chesed. Avram Avinu is that guy, you know... Well, you know, I don't want to fight. You go that way. I'll go that way. He's cool. Avram Avinu. Right? Avram Avinu. Nisyonis come his way. Issues come his way. Right? First thing in the morning. Okay, let's take it. This night, is it sharp enough? Right? Nothing fazes him. Gishmak, right? To choose an Avram. No? Avram Avinu. You know, he goes inside the door costume. You know, I need a winter coat in here. It's freezing in here. Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the dude. Avram Avinu. Okay. If you had to choose an Av, you would choose Avram. This summer, right? If you want to know who maybe talks to us, even if we didn't want to choose it, maybe it's Yaakov. Right? Yaakov is the story of the Yidden Gullus. We don't want to choose him, right? But Yaakov is the Yid he has a hard life. It's not easy for Yaakov. That's the Yidden Gullus. It doesn't go easy. You know what goes on in our houses and in this one and that one. It doesn't go easy. There's issues. And Yaakov perseveres. Yaakov is a hard life, and he perseveres, and he makes a bal mishpacha, a mishpacha of Torah, a mishpacha of Tefer, Teferes. And Yaakov Avinu he works hard, he perseveres. So if I had to choose, I would probably choose Avram. If I had to say who speaks to me the most, I hope it's not Yaakov, but maybe it'll be Yaakov. Right? That's it. The one who vaday, is not getting chosen is Yitzchak. There's no Shaila. Right? Yitzchak is the one who's not getting chosen. Yitzchak, Hashem Shemaychon, let me explain for a second, right? And then I'll say Allah, don't worry. But Yitzchak is the one that, he's so Agav, Hashem Shemaychon, he's Agav, right? There is no Yitzchak. Akedis Yitzchak. What's Akedis Yitzchak? It's the Sayyid of Avram, right? Yitzchak, all of a sudden, says, the only thing that Yitzchak Kimat ever says, Yitzchak never talks. He never talks in Torah. He's Agav at the Akedah, boom, he's the one we have to shecht. In the middle, he says, where's the aisle? Don't worry, it'll be signed, it's fine. He's not the Shidduch. The Shidduch, last week's whole Parsha. Yitzchak, he's not involved, right? He's not involved. Avram Avinu, we need this. Eliezer comes home, he comes up. Yitzchak, mazel tov, okay? Bring him into the oil. Married. You're married now. In whatever story, what other story is there of Yitzchak? Yitzchak, his wife finally gets pregnant. And Davin, she gets pregnant. We never see him talk. Yitzchak doesn't talk, nothing. His wife finally gets pregnant. And there's a whole issue going on. So where do you think you go when you have a shayla like that, right? You have a shayla like that. You know, I asked my wife, I said, what would happen if it's like some grace of shayla if you're pregnant with the baby and this and that? Who would you ask?
She said, I ask you.
Eh?
Gavaldo?
Sorry.
Right.
He doesn't even know what's going on. He doesn't know. There's no Rai. The Medrash is almost the first. The Zohar is almost the first, man. There's no Rai. Yitzchak doesn't know what's going on. He throws it to Abanim. She's waking every night. Right? He doesn't know what's going on. She goes to Sheikh. He's not involved. He's not involved. He's the father. He's the reason there's a baby. That's it, girl. Right? At the end of the parasha, the story with... If I had to ask you, who's involved in the story of the Bechayra? Right? Of course, Yaakov. Of course, Esav, of course, Rivka, of course, some poor lamb that had to give his life for the arms of Yaakov, right? And the one person who's totally not involved is Yitzchak. He's just like, the brachas are flowing through his blind body. He's agav, he's Hashem should moichel me. But he's agav to everything. He's agav to everything. He doesn't talk, he's agav. So the one av, you're not choosing av. Right? The one av we're not choosing is Yitzchak, right? Okay? Now, let me explain. You're making a terrible mistake. Terrible mistake. It's so not true. Yitzchak is the one av that talks to everyone in this room specifically. And that's it. Other places, maybe not. But in this room, the av that talks is Yitzchak. Watch. He never talks. What do you mean talks, right? There's one part of Yitzchak which is the most confusing of all. And that's the, I know, watch. I'm going to say it. And the reaction to IAF is something like that. The one thing about Yitzchak, that the only time the Torah makes a big deal out of Yitzchak, the only time that Yitzchak is an integral player in the, you know, an integral player in the scene. You know, he's the main player over here. It's about something with digging wells. With the well thing. The wells, you know, with the Like, you know, like in Cheder, you know. There Rashi's aren't, we don't learn that one. Let's go back to the story of the Bechor and Esav and Yaakov. Something with wells, something about a bunch of Palestinians that came, dug up, filled up the, actually interesting, in those days the Palestinians were filling up the wells. Now nowadays they're digging out the tunnels, right? It's like a whole different Messias, right? But there's something about the Palestinians coming, filling up these wells, and then Yitzchak coming, and this is Geferlich, and he goes and he redigs the wells of his father. Right? Give me a chumash in memento. That's a chumash. Okay. So this is Yitzchak's big chance. That's also a chumash. Because this one has the fancy. Right? So Yitzchak, this is his chance. This is the chance. Yitzchak is finally going to get like a mention here. Right? He's about to get a mention. This is Moiridi. Moiridi. Look what happens. So Yitzchak comes. Vayashav Yitzchak. Vayachbers Beiris Amayim. So, and this is it. This is the one thing about Yitzchak. So you have to figure out from here, you're going to figure out who's Yitzchak. Because till now, he's just Agav and everything else. So he digs up those wells. He redigs them. Vayistimum the Palestinians. Achrei Mois Avram. Vayikra. This is the first time Yitzchak talks, Kimat, in the whole Torah. It's one of the only times he speaks. Vayikra. He speaks. He's calling them a name. Abaisa, you're all smart people, right? If I had to tell you, your name is Yitzchak, yeah? And if now you just redug the wells, and now you're putting up the sign, what would you call the wells? Let's see how smart you guys are.
Yitzchak.
Bear Yitzchak. Right? Be'eris Yitzchak. You know? Borshel Yitzchak. Right? The wells of Isaac. What does he do? This is it. This is his one chance to shine. Vayikra lahem Shemais, k'shemes asher karalem aviv. He called him his father's names. Same as names of the father. God, this is crazy to say. I'm going to tell you something. You can mechalik the world. Right? Into two parts. Those that know what I'm about to say and those that do not. Whoever knows what I'm about to say, he's this type of person. Whoever doesn't know what I'm about to say, he's this type of person. So listen good. Listen good. Listen good, good. I have another kasha. I have a very big kasha. It's not my kasha. The Alter Mikelmes kasha. Yes. Whose tefillah was listened to? You all know. Yitzchak's. Because he was the tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik ben tzaddik. But I said, listen good, because you're all tzaddik ben tzaddik. So listen good. He's the tzaddik ben tzaddik, so Hashem listened to the tefillah of the tzaddik ben tzaddik, and not Rivka, who is Russia, tzaddik ben Russia. He listened to the tefillah of tzaddik ben tzaddik. The Alter has a kasha. What's bigger? What's bigger? The tzaddik ben tzaddik? Or what's more impressive? Or tzaddik ben Russia? You know the answer. Avada, ben makim shabali tshuva aindin, the tzaddikim gemurim can't stand, and whatever, right? So, you know the joke also. Okay. But ben makim shabali tshuva aindin, tzaddik, of course it's tzaddik. Ben Russia is a bigger deal. The Gemara says in the first, Ivadja lived amongst two people, Achav and Izevel, two Rishayim. So the Gemara says, Yavoy Ivadja, who lived amongst two bad guys, he lived amongst Achav and Izevel, and he became a tzaddik, and he'll come to Esav, also this week's Pasha, and say, you lived amongst two tzaddikim, and you're a Russia? I lived amongst two Rishayim, and I'm a tzaddik. That's the Gemara. So what's bigger? The tzaddik ben Russia. Because that's more impressive. Oh, you're making a big mistake. Moiridik. This is so close there, boy. So the Alter Mikelm says like this. I'm going to quote his Lashon. Listen closely. Moiridik. He says, the kasha, atikta kasha mechadisa. The old is more difficult than the new. Old is difficult. That's what Gemara says. Atikta, chadisa, something new, right? Yadeya hu she'ein yadeya. He knows he doesn't know. Right? Umemela, he has to be maimik and try to figure it out. Because he knows he doesn't know. Atik, but what's old, whatever is old already, you know? Nidmelei she'yodeya. He thinks he knows. Ube'emes ein yadeya. But he really does not know. Ah, moiridik. He doesn't know. Umemela ein amani. So then he doesn't search. Watch. I'm going to tell you why Yitzchak is us. Listen closely. You know who's more impressive? Torah says Tzadik and Tzadik is more impressive. You know why? Avraham Avinu comes into a world, das ist a Welt. Das a Welt. They bow to Shtender, they bow to Chair, Adam HaShugayim. So he flaps, something's going on over here. Chadasa, this place is crazy, man. Crazy, right? Umemela, everything. I know I don't know. So Avraham Avinu, das Emes explains this. The Zohar says the first, he's digging wells. What is he digging wells? The Zohar says he's digging in. He doesn't just say, okay, Achat, his neighbors are great, blind the moon, I'm there. No, he's digging and digging and digging and trying to be maimik and come to the shoyrish of the world and trying to find out, where is the Rebbeinu Shalom over here? Where is he over here? What does he want from me now? And he's digging and he's digging and he's digging. And Yitzchak came into the world, Tzadik ben Tzadik. He could have been like some of us, right? He could, whatever. But he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. FFB, I think it's called, yes? FFB. I could be a tzaddik, whatever, you know. But he doesn't. He doesn't. Because the wells, mikayach, the Yitzhahara in the world, and mikayach, there's a ganze Welt out there. They get stuffed up. The bells ding and stuff them up and stuff them up and stuff them up. So he could sit there and say, oh, whatever, it's there. Right? And Yitzchak re-digs the well. He's the tzaddik ben tzaddik that doesn't just say, no, I daven, I learn, whatever, I'm great, I'm fine, right? No, he's coming to it on his own. He's re-digging those shrashim and coming to the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own. He's re-digging. He's not like, sometimes you have a person, he's re-digging, what's he re-digging? You know, his parents are litvaks, he becomes a chassid, he wears a gartel now, and right? I don't care about these things, Rabbi said. I'm not trying to downgrade him and that. But there's a mind in just push it, redigging your own wells. I'm not trying to find something new. I'm trying to find my own kesher. I'm going to say something terrible. I hope it's not true, but unfortunately it is. I hope Mechtav Eliyahu says it. I hope he's wrong, but he's not. Right? Mechtav Eliyahu writes, you don't get schar. I hope he's wrong. Right? I hope he is wrong. You don't get schar. You don't get schar, Mechtav Eliyahu. I hope he's wrong. Right? You don't get schar for that which you do as a result of your basic Jewish education. You know, you wear the yarmulke, you daven, you learn. Your parents get schar for that. Your guys get schar for that. You get schar for what you dug into afterward. Right? No, I get schar because my friends went up to therapy and I did not. Yeah. Right? You don't get schar. You have to be mindic into it and it has to become yours. Can I explain this? You want me to explain this? Let me explain. I'll explain a little bit, yeah? But that's why, first of all, this well digging, this is amazing. Even Yaakov Avinu, he's the son of Tzadik. What does he do? So he doesn't have to dig as hard. Hitaka doesn't have to dig as hard. The disciple didn't have to dig as hard, right? His father was a Tzadik, his Zayda was a Tzadik. But he still has to push off the lid on the well. You remember, the Zayda says in the next week's parsha, he's pushing off at least the well. You have to do something. It has to be your own kinyan. Again, there's a come to daven, I come to learn, I do my thing. No. It has to be yours. You want to have a geschmack in Yiddishkeit. You want to enjoy it? It has to be yours. It's not enough that I did what. Okay, let me explain. And the Mela, that's what's going on here. That's why Tzadik ben Tzadik is bigger. Russia ben Tzadik. Tzadik ben Russia comes to the realization this world is no good. Right? I knew that. I know I don't know. So the Mela, I have no choice but to look into it. Okay. You know, this Sabakar once came to me, Talmud, right? In the Kaila. His brother went off the Derech. So he brought him to me recently. But he's one of those boys that went off the Derech, like, wants you to know he went off the Derech. Right? You know that one? You know the guy. Right? What's that one? I'm off the Derech. Right? I know. But it's a good thing his brother told me before he came in, because you know me. I don't know why anybody in their right mind would bring me one of these guys. Right? It's not going to work. But, you know, okay. I think it was more chizik for him and for his family that they should, you know. So he came in. So he's wearing a baseball cap when he came in. It's like, okay, it's nice and respectful. These is, you know. Right? Second he walks in, you know, he takes off his hat. Hey, I'm not from you. I know already. What? So you know me, these things don't go well, like I do. So I put out drinks on the table, right? And so I pour, you know, like a Bramavino, my Zayda. Right? I pour a drink here, I pass it here, I go, okay, you have to make a bracha. No, I don't make puns. Forgot him. Okay, it's a big shiloh now. Because now if I give you a drink, my boyfriend doesn't eat her. Right? So this whole conversation is going on between me, him, and his brother. Because now I'm gonna match you and make a drink. And but Rashom Zalman says that if I don't give you the drink, so then you're gonna hate me. Right? So Rashom Zalman says, what, that's Lifnei Iver? Lifnei Iver is that I'm giving him a drink and he's gonna not make a bracha. But it's, what do you mean? It's a bigger mikshel if I don't give him the drink, and then he's gonna be over and sitting up upon the him. It says to me. No, but you did offer it already. So then I'm not gonna hate you if you don't give me the drink. I was like, you learned Tyra. This is the whole conversation, you know, finally. But sorry, I don't know, he did drink the drink, didn't drink. Right? I just said, I'll make a broth and you'll say I made. Of course he did not. Right? Okay, this conversation you got did not go very well over there. You're not, you know. I then turned into tzaddik shag. You guys know the truth. He doesn't, right? I turned into tzaddik shag. Even when I was doing the Lifnei Iver, I was like, oh, because you know, it pronounces shag like Lifnei Iver. I turned like tzaddik shag. You guys know the truth. Wife's in the back, I go, I know the truth. And then after I came to bracha, and I hope you find yourself, and, you know, tzaddik shag. Make sure I put money in the pushka on the way out. And, you know. Okay.
And he walked out of the room, right? When he walked out of the room, Moir Dick, his brother, he walked out, we just learned mezuzah in the Kail.
Like 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
And he walked out of the room, so his brother kissed him, and his brother like smiled at me, they kissed him, mezuzah, because, you know, in the Kail, whatever. One day you'll be in the Kail, he'll help out and smile. So his brother walked out of the room, he kissed him, mezuzah. When the other brother, off the Derech Joe, right, when he walked out of the room, he kissed him, mezuzah. Gotcha! I go, yo, you just kissed the mezuzah. Oh, Sadiq Shragi was over at this point. I go, yo, you just kissed the mezuzah. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Right? No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Right? More your take. Okay, the end of the story. So he walked out, I was thinking to myself, this is mamish earth shattering. That means that he, without realizing it, he just kissed the mezuzah. Sadiq and Sadiq, verstehst? Right? And what are we? And what are we? If we walk out of the room without thinking, it's yours? It's yours? No, I kiss the mezuzah because he's a Russian who kisses the mezuzah. Okay? He's a Rosh ben Tzaddik that kisses the mezuzah. So we're Tzaddik ben Tzaddik that kiss the mezuzah. Tzaddik ben Tzaddik is a lot harder. He doesn't talk to us, Yitzchak. Yitzchak is our Av. Yitzchak is our Av. We don't want Yaakov, right? And we're not Avram. We're not Avram. We're not the Viti. And we're not the Tzaris filled Halavai, right? We gotta be the, I'll make a new word. One second. The F. TB, the frummer than before. You like that? The frummer, not that, no? I'm good at this. Right? The frummer than before. We're the FTBs. Yeah? And that's Mario de Gisa. You know, everybody say, there was once, some Bacher once came to Rav Shach. He said you one story. Bacher once came to Rav Shach and he said he went through Shas. Rav Shach sounds better in Yiddish, but Rav Shach said, he went through Shas. How much of Shas went through you? I'm going to tell a terrible story now. I don't like this story. Terrible story. No, I hope it's like a kid trick. Today, you see, I'm not on my game. I'm like, Sammy, I'm not well. I'm getting better. This is called the first labor. But I tell you one story, and then we have to stay aloha. That's it. Right? It's such a terrible story, this story, but it brings out the point. I hate this story. Okay? There was a new cleaner. Somebody told me a story this week. It was like fresh off the press, and I kept saying to my wife, I can't say the story over, but it's such a huge thing to say. So you guys are the first ones, and hopefully the last that are going to get it. But somebody, there's a new cleaner in a certain city, somewhere in the world, and whatever. And a guy, a cleaner, is cleaning a shul. Okay? I heard the story from the other person in the story. You're going to admit. He said he's cleaning. He's the cleaner of the shul. So the maisa, the guy comes on the regular days of the week, and they tell him that Friday, you know, they explain to him early Shabbos and this and that or whatever. So they don't want to matter where he's cleaning after he's coming up. So he said, can you clean her in the morning? They said, okay, look, you know, at least for sure the kitchens and the this, but while they're down, whatever. Kitchen. Excuse me. He comes like 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, and he starts cleaning. And he's seeing a sight that he has never seen before. Most interesting sight. You have people sitting down and they're learning. I don't like this story. Listen to me. I'm not being cut, please, Hashem. I'm just trying to bring up the point. He sees people learning. He doesn't know what learning is, right? So he's got people, they have these books open across from him, right? And he's, you know, I'm going to describe it, but it looks something like this. This guy has his book out at 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, even with all the Listerine, the breath smells, right? And he's sitting there like this, right? And he's across from him, and every once in a while they say a comment to each other, and he's laughing and whatever. And even if you don't know what learning is, right? But if there's two people in the library like this, they're obviously not. So like, what's going on? It's 5:30 in the morning. Okay. They come to davening, and Hashem Shemaychel me, and just not to be makatrik, just bringing out the point. They got these antennas and boxes, you know, over here and over here and on the leg and the whole, you know. That's already strange, right? Even on a normal day of the week, that's strange. Right? And then he's watching them pray. How are they praying? Again, you know? And the other one, right? And you know that one guy in davening that likes to show everyone, I talk out loud in davening? You know that guy? Right? And the other guy goes, Sha! Right? I'm an anical. Both of them. But you know that guy gets, you know the guy, right? So anyways, you know the guy, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know, okay. So he's there talking really loud in the middle of the prayers and whatever, and then all of a sudden somebody screams out, boom, right? So the guy from the mouth of Goy Hashem said, Moichel me. You guys are not worried about me. From the mouth of this guy, see, I'm getting excited. I didn't mean that. From the mouth of this guy, the guy says to the person who's in charge of shul, told me the story. He said, so the guy says to him, what are they thinking? Right? What are they thinking? Me, I roll out of bed at 8:30, I go to work at 9, meaning like this, I roll, right? I hope he goes to the bathroom, goes, right? Or the rest of the, but you guys wake up at 5:30 in the morning just to get to work at 9 o'clock. So my life, Hashem Shemaychel me, right? So you can hack and narishkeit and lakshin and kogol, right? And for what? Like crazy. So he said to me, "What do I answer the guy? What do I answer the guy when you?" That's what he called me and told me a story. This is somebody I'm close to. What do I answer? I told him, you know what? I don't know the answer. I said, but if somebody would come to me and say, "What are they thinking?" I would say, "They're not. They're not. If I say, can I ask you a terrible question? And if you're the one guy that knows the answer to this question, just be quiet. Okay? You know, there's always going to be that one guy. I hate that guy. He's going to, I know the answer, right? One guy, don't answer. Just quiet for a minute. If I say, you diving every morning? No, that's not the question. You diving every morning, right? I'm going to ask you, give me a sitter. I don't care. I'll take any word, right? You know, I daven because whatever, you know, I kiss him, Moshe Ben Sad, right? You daven every morning? Here. That's, I know, if I say the word Hashemayim, I know what Shemayim is, right? Here. Bayoimahu, avdu, eshtenoisav. What's eshtenoisav? What's eshtenoisav? What's eshtenoisav? I know, I'm just not saying because he said nothing. What's an eshtenoisav? You're an eshtenoisav! Okay? I'm an eshtenoisav. You're an eshtenoisav, right? Say, come on, tough guy. What's an Eshtenoisa? You don't know what an Eshtenoisa is. You're an Eshtenoisa. He's having a day. Right? I think he's going to tell you a terrible story. I once gave a shiur something doyment to this. Not exactly like this. I'm a little bit more laid-back with you guys. Right? It's like, you know, a little more normal. So I gave a shiur. I asked a question in the shiur. And I was trying to bring out that, like, we do things and things that we don't think. So I asked somebody, I asked the Oilam there. This big Oilam is like 50, 60 guys. And I said, what's the Hachlitzenu? Ritzei Hachlitzenu. What's the Hachlitzenu? Don't be the guy, right? What's the Hachlitzenu? One guy's like, Chalitza. the husband died and she only has one kid. I was like, you idiot, go learn your vomit. What's Afi Tainu? They didn't know what Afi Tainu. Nobody knew what Afi Tainu was. Okay. I come back, I give shiur in that place. I come back on Sunday. I start the shiur like this. I go,
What's Achli saying now? We show him. You benched 3 times. No, I don't eat Shabbos. It's Russia. You benched 3 times on Shabbos. Every time you got to the word Hachlit Sein, you said, I hate callous viper. I hate callous. What do you hate? God, right? What's the woman eat with you, right? Hachlit Sein, you have to sin, right? You have to sin. Get an article or something, right? You have to sin.
You have to sin.
What? Oh no, they don't. Oh no, cheater. Oh no. Right, Halavai should cheat. Cheat! Halavai!
That's
fine. Let me tell you one more story and then we'll go invite them. That's it. You know, there's one to the fellow who says to the wife, Azayda and the Baba, you know, we haven't seen the Eindeklach and Azayda. Let's go visit them. The kids, they don't visit us so much. Let's go visit. So they went on a train. They called the messenger coming to visit. This, that, that. Kids, they get there and nobody there to greet them. I think there's going to be their signs, you know. Nobody there. Okay, so they called the son. They told him they're coming. They told the son, we're here. It was like so late already. So it's the whole matzah. The kids, so how do we get there? We'll send an agala. You know, time in this car. We'll send an agala, right? So, like 40 minutes later, the agala comes. Sorry. I'm doing that for rough months. They send that gala 40 minutes later. They get there like an hour later. The house is pitch black. And they think, like a surprise, you know? Surprise, right? Okay. They knock on the door, right? It's like a really big surprise. They knock again, nothing, pitch black, right? So they take like a stone, right? Throw it at the window. A guy comes to the Schluffy Kappel, you know? And he comes up, hey, what's up? Oh, Ta. Hi, we're here. You know, we don't like the whole house. It's going to be like wake everybody up. It's like a matzah. Now, go to an inn, go to the Krechma, go to the inn, and tomorrow you'll come back. Come back tomorrow. Mashal Madav Adoimer. Tonight is Shabbos. Yeah? What does Leil Shabbos sometimes look like? You know, dug it out. Right? One guy davening for the Amid, like, you know, okay, but the rest of us. Shabbos is waiting for us. 7 days without Shabbos makes 1 week, right? You know, Shabbos is waiting for us. But we like sort of, you know, but that's if you don't think about your Jesus. I don't know if you know what I'm saying, right? I tell you one halacha and then we stop, right? One halacha. How Esav sell the b'chayda? Esav ma'bal, you can sell, and these things you can sell. Halacha ma'is, I'll just tell you one case that came up, with enough gemina, that's it, and then I leave, okay? How do you sell the b'chayda? It's a davar shalai b'la oyla. It's a davar shalai b'la oyla.
What?
There's nothing tangible here right now. I'm not going into it. The Ksais talks about it in the Reisha Beis. Could you sell a Davish Lebed Oilam? Is that fine? Whatever. The Ksais says you say in a different place. I just want to understand what you say. I just tell you they're not keeping the halacha. The Ksais says, but what if I don't sell the Bechaira? Maybe it wasn't Messiah. But he was Mechayiv himself as opposed to Kindle. If you can't make a Kindle now. You want to hear something? You should know this. If I say, I'm making an investment now, okay? And I go and I say, the miser of this investment, if I say in these words, the miser of this investment is for tzedakah. Right? I say the words like that. So what did you just say? You said the miser, which is not here right now, the davar shalai b'la oilam. You didn't win yet, right? The investment didn't come there. And that is miser. So says the Shulchan Aruch, no, it's not, because it's the davar shalai b'la oilam. But says Shulchan Aruch, if you say, I'm mechayiv myself, that when I'll make the investment, whatever, I will give myself. It's a whole different world. But if I said the words, I'm mechayiv myself, you can mechayiv yourself on a davar shalai b'la oilam. Make a long story short, that's probably what happened here with the Ksais. With Yaakov and Esav. He was mechayiv himself that when the b'chayir will come to fruition or whatever, so then I will have to give it to you. Okay. Right. What's an afkamina? So I had a story 2 weeks ago in America. Stories like this. I must tell you, it's like in every state, it's taka different, and this is the way it works contractually in New York. In New Jersey, it's taka different. I'm just saying, don't take so much the literal case. The Iker is the case. Take the literal case of specifics and don't use it as a broad explanation of how it works always. But when you sell a house, for example, and at least in some of the boroughs, yeah, each one has their own. That's the rules. They're allowed to have their own rules. But if you sell a house in, let's say, Brooklyn, so when you sell it, what are you really doing? If you look at the contract, you're not selling a house, right? What you're really doing is like this. If you read the actual contract, right? Nobody does, right? But I do, right? So if you read the contract says you're not selling. You can't sell a house. All you do is you are mechayev yourself to allow this house to now be registered in the registry of the borough of whatever under his name. You're mechayev yourself. You know, if you give me $1 million, right? And I am mechayev myself. Listen closely. Now you buy house. We think buy house. And that's my house, right? No. You're mechayev yourself, and it says mefurish by a certain time and whatever. You're mechayev yourself that most people pasha don't realize this, but you're mechayev yourself that I will register the house. The lawyer and so and so is going to register. That's what he does right after he takes it and goes and he registers it and it takes a day, a month, or whatever. But you're mechayev yourself that he could register the house. What did I just do? I didn't buy the house, right? But you could make a kenyan to be mechayev yourself on such a thing, okay? That's important. Why am I telling? That's what's going on here. Yaakov and Esav, right? Yaakov gave him cholin, right? Esav, yeah, Kishka, idiot. Okay, but anyways, Shine doesn't say one word about Kishka. What? What are you laughing? He says one word about Kishka. One word about Kishka. Not one word. Right? Yaakov on the side, sitting and eating Kishka. Right? Esav's talking. He's eating the cholin, the part without the Kishka. But anyways, so there he is, mechayev himself that when it comes to fruition, I'll sell. Well, I was in the gay of because. Over here, the person, excuse me, the person died. The person died. And when he died, so the family members wanted to back out. Okay? It's done because he died and whatever. So it became a local maisa de geshayla, right? It had not yet been registered, right? The lawyer had not yet registered it, right? There was a certain time yes, registered it. And somebody here clapped that the way it works is not, he didn't sell the house, right? So give me my money back. My father, you know, this guy's father was mechayev himself to register. The father's dead. He's in the Oil Mammoths. So the question becomes, does his shibud, that he made a shibud of guf, to mechayev himself to do something, and he's not here, so does that bind the children? Does that bind the children? That's the shaila. The maisa, it's complicated. It's complicated. And in this case, the answer is it does bind the children. Right? The answer is desert. Not in every case. It is complicated. But here, the sheep in the guf does bind the children because we say the sheep is like a loan. It's like a chayiv. Right? And it's as if he has a chayiv in like a debt. And the children do have to pay up the debt. And for example, in this case, they paskin that they're not allowed to. They're not allowed to back out. But again, what I just want you to see today is this idea. That afkamina would be an investment. Okay? You can't say that I'm going to give miser, and a lot of tzedakahs, that's what they tell you, you know, give miser on the upcoming investment, and I'll give you a bracha, you know, the dozen of the Rosh Hashiva, the this, it gives you a bracha. So you, what you want to do, if you want to say, b'li neder anyways, because you don't want to be chal neder, but what you want to say is when the investment comes through, so then I'm going to be mechayev myself, b'li neder, to give miser. But if you say, you know, the miser of the investment is yours, you know, sometimes you say it like big like that, right? The miser of the investment is yours, so then it's not true. It's not chal the kinyan b'chal, because there's nothing here right now. Leave me one shayla. Bal Tshuva asked me like this. Right? He's Bal Tshuva. Give me a shayla. I'll leave you with this. I'm not going to answer. Ashtu Naisa. Right? But Bal Tshuva, he's not the Bechor. He's a younger brother. Yeah? He has an older brother who's not from. Right? So he was in a certain shir that I was giving about Mashiach. He's talking on Tisha B'Av. And he was about Mashiach. And I mentioned something that when Mashiach comes, so then the Bechorim are going to be right in the base of Mikdash. All of a sudden, this guy lights up, right? He comes to me. Can I buy the Bechayr from my older brother? Right? He doesn't need it. He's not going to be there, Mashiach, right? He don't need it. So can I buy it? Can I buy it? Right? It's a raya for the Pasha. Right? So what do you think I answered him? Eshtenaisa. Think about it.